Part 1, E-Myth and American Small Business. Chapter 1, The Entrepreneurial Myth. They intoxicate themselves with work so they won't see how they really are. Aldous Huxley. The E-Myth is the myth of the entrepreneur. It runs deep in this country and rings of the heroic. Picture the typical entrepreneur, and Herculean pictures come to mind. A man or woman standing alone, windblown against the elements, bravely defying insurmountable odds, climbing sheer faces of treacherous rock, all to realize the dream of creating a business of one's own. The legend reeks of nobility, of lofty, extra-human efforts, of a prodigious commitment to larger-than-life ideals. Well, while there are such people, my experience tells me they're rare. Of the thousands of business people I have had the opportunity to know and work with over the past two decades, few were real entrepreneurs when I met them. The vision was all but gone in most. The zest for the climb had turned into a terror of heights. The face of the rock had become something to cling to rather than to scale. Exhaustion was common, exhilaration rare. But hadn't all of them once been entrepreneurs? After all, they'd started their own business. There must have been some dream that drove them to take such a risk. But if so, where was the dream now? Why had it faded? Where was the entrepreneur who'd started the business? The answer is simple. The entrepreneur had only existed for a moment, a fleeting second in time, and then it was gone, in most cases, forever. If the entrepreneur survived at all, it was only as a myth that grew out of a misunderstanding about who goes into business and why. A misunderstanding that has cost us dearly in this country, more than we can possibly imagine, in lost resources, lost opportunities, and wasted lives. That myth, that misunderstanding, I call the E-Myth, the myth of the entrepreneur. And it finds its roots in this country in a romantic belief that small businesses are started by entrepreneurs, when in fact, most are not. Then who does start a small business in America, and why? The entrepreneurial seizure. To understand the E-Myth and the misunderstanding at its core, let's take a closer look at the person who goes into business. Not after he goes into business, but before. For that matter, where were you before you started your business? And if you're thinking about going into business, where are you now? Well, if you're like most of the people I've known, you were working for somebody else. What were you doing? Probably technical work, like almost everybody who goes into business. You were a carpenter, a mechanic, or a machinist. You were a bookkeeper or a poodle clipper, a draftsperson or a hairdresser, a barber or a computer programmer, a doctor or a technical writer, a graphic artist or an accountant, an interior designer or a plumber or a salesperson. But whatever you were doing technical work. And you were probably damn good at it. But you were doing it for somebody else. Then, one day, for no apparent reason, something happened. It might have been the weather, a birthday, or your child's graduation from high school. It might have been the paycheck you received on a Friday afternoon, or a sideways glance from the boss that just didn't sit right. It might have been a feeling that your boss didn't really appreciate your contribution to the success of his business. It could have been anything, it doesn't matter what, but one day, for apparently no reason, you were suddenly stricken with an entrepreneurial seizure, and from that day on, your life was never to be the same. Inside your mind, it sounded something like this: what am I doing this for? Why am I working for this guy? Hell, I know as much about the business as he does. If it weren't for me, he wouldn't have a business. Any dummy can run a business. I'm working for one. And the moment you paid attention to what you were saying and really took it to heart, your fate was sealed. The excitement of cutting the cord became your constant companion. The thought of independence followed you everywhere. The idea of being your own boss, doing your own thing, singing your own song, became obsessively irresistible. Once you were stricken with an entrepreneurial seizure, there was no relief. You couldn't get rid of it. You had to start your own business. The fatal assumption. In the throes of your entrepreneurial seizure, you fell victim to the most disastrous assumption anyone can make about going into business. It's an assumption made by all technicians who go into business for themselves, one that charts the course of a business from grand opening to liquidation the moment it is made. That fatal assumption is, if you understand the technical work of a business, you understand a business that does that technical work. And the reason it's fatal is that it just isn't true. In fact, it's the root cause of most small business failures. The technical work of a business and a business that does that technical work are two totally different things. But the technician who starts a business fails to see this. To the technician suffering from an entrepreneurial seizure, a business is not a business, but a place to go to work. So the carpenter, or the electrician, or the plumber becomes a contractor. The barber opens up a barber shop. The technical writer starts a technical writing business. The hairdresser starts a beauty salon. The engineer goes into the semiconductor business. The musician opens up a music store. All of them believing that by understanding the technical work of the business, they are immediately and eminently qualified to run a business that does that kind of work. And it's simply not true. In fact, rather than being their greatest single asset, knowing the technical work of their business becomes their greatest single liability. For if the technician didn't know how to do the technical work of the business, he would have to learn how to get it done. He would be forced to learn how to make the business work rather than to do the work himself. The real tragedy is that when the technician falls prey to the fatal assumption, the business that was supposed to free him from the limitations of working for somebody else actually enslaves him. Suddenly, the job he knew how to do so well becomes one job he knows how to do, plus a dozen others he doesn't know how to do at all. Because although the entrepreneurial seizure started the business, it's the technician who goes to work. And suddenly, an entrepreneurial dream turns into a technician's nightmare.